The Denny Schaefer Show.
That's me.
On Q105.
Live and local, hanging out with you in the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. Sunny and nice today with a high of 77. It's so nice. It almost feels like fall after all the blasted heat we had last week.
I love it.
And then sunny and a little warmer tomorrow with a high of 85. We're calling it 60 right now at the Cumulus Compound. 419-240-1055. Dr. D is here for another segment. If you want to, oh, it's 63. My bad, 63.
Ooh.
If you have a problem or an issue, you can call us. And if you're afraid because you're a wuss, you can actually text us. Just send us a text at 419-240-1055. All right, the wellness part, Dr. D, what do you got?
Well, you know, we were going to talk about this last week, but we didn't end up getting time. And Emily, who has having the fundraiser, who has narcolepsy, kind of in honor of her, we're talking about sleep. Not necessarily sleep disorders like she has. And but people like us, just that have crappy sleep or don't sleep well sometimes.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of insomnia. Some people think of insomnia as just not being able to fall asleep. But there's also insomnia where you don't get to the deep level of sleep, or you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't seem to go back to sleep, or you get up earlier than you'd like to, so you only end up getting a few hours.
Right.
So there's lots of research out there to help us with our sleep, because our sleep really affects, can affect our whole day and other health conditions. So
I believe it changes your personality.
Oh, absolutely.
I really do. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I really been trying to do a better job of getting, you know, more sleep, just because you're more pleasant to be around.
Yes.
You just feel better.
I can feel it in the morning when I just wake up. I mean, I'm not a morning person anyway, but I can tell if I had a restless sleep or, you know, if I woke up too much during the night. And it's interesting, some things become counterproductive. Like some people want to exercise to feel better, and they exercise later at night. And that's one thing that's really research driven that says, hey, it's great to exercise, but don't do it right before bed, because it's going to affect your sleep.
Because it gets you going. Okay.
And they say drink more water. Drink a lot of water throughout the day. But you really shouldn't drink a lot after 7 o'clock, because then you're getting up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, and that's disrupting your sleep. So some things that you wouldn't think about.
Shouldn't eat before bed. That's the other thing.
A heavy meal. Yep. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't eat a heavy meal before bed. The research shows to set an alarm to go to bed. Some people don't even realize, oh my gosh, it's midnight.
Yeah,
it's
you get
1.
Caught up in your TV or whatever, and you're not even paying attention.
Yeah, I have a sleep app actually, and it always tells me, hey, it's 11 o'clock, go to bed. And I know that if I'm not in bed, to at least start getting ready around 11. For me, I try to. Resisting the urge to snooze, hit snooze in the morning. They say that's not quality sleep anyway, so get up and get moving. And take it easy on the alcohol. That's another thing. People think, oh, that's going to make me tired. That's going to help me. But that really disrupts our sleep.
So what if you have pain and stuff like that, though, that's waking you up? You know, a lot of people have different, I've heard of restless leg syndrome. Or
right.
I just have pain.
Well, it's recommended to do really light, gentle stretching. And if you have pain before bed, so not exercise, but really light, gentle stretching.
Oh, okay.
And also to make sure that you're cool.
But I like cool.
You don't want to get too hot, but you do want your feet to be warm. So the research says to wear socks, but make sure that your room
is cool.
That's
true. I sleep naked with socks, sort of.
Yes.
Is it true to have socks on?
Yes, I've heard that too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I wear
Hold
socks.
On.
I'm going to try that.
You wear
that.
Socks every night?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you sleep naked?
Well, not entirely, mostly.
Yeah, mostly, though.
That's a weird look.
It is a weird look, but I sleep better with socks because my feet get really super cold.
Yeah, I bet that really turns on Dan and
Gerard. He's not looking at my feet.
Yeah, well, who would be?
And yeah, figuring out what works for you. So some people need it really quiet. Some people too quiet. It's too quiet, so they have a white noise machine. So really just kind of...
Oh, those are bad, though.
Yeah.
My kids want to use that. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I need it quiet.
One day you might be in college, have a roommate, and they need it quiet, and you're going to have that Well, then I'll just wear earbuds. No, not good for you.
Oh, you don't
not good for your ears.
Down
oh, no. You don't want that.
Because when you travel...
I know people that actually have to... They can't even use a phone because they've been doing it with an actual fan. And they take a fan. I got a buddy of mine. He go wherever he goes, like when he goes out of town, he has to carry a fan.
No.
So if he gets on a plane, he's got to have a bag just for his fan.
No.
Dan, when we got married, Dan was addicted to his box fan from college.
Really?
It was like a big square box fan that you use in your dorm room because they don't have air conditioning and stuff. And he was addicted to that noise because they needed it for one thing. But he needed it. Then he needed it for sleep.
Yeah. So that's not a good routine to get into because it's not convenient.
Wow.
But routine is good. Go to bed at the same time every night. Try to wake up at the same time. Cut off your electronics an hour before bed. Don't eat heavy meals. Do gentle stretching, but not heavy exercise.
I never go to bed with my phone. Like, I never check out my phone and go to bed. Ever. It's always.
What's more important, the amount of sleep you get or the quality of sleep?
Well, it depends. Both, you know, I mean, you need both. You can't just get 3 hours of quality sleep and that's going to be sufficient. But 10 hours of crappy sleep's not great either. So you have to figure out on how to get both. I know that's not really answering your question.
What should everybody be shooting for? I mean,
everybody should be shooting for 7 to 10 hours and whatever works best for you.
Right.
If it's going to be five or six, you can function okay if you follow all those kind of rules and get really good 6 quality hours. But it should never be less than 6.
I get about 6. And then I get about a 45-minute nap every
day. And that's okay.
On the weekends, I get a lot more.
What's the
difference? But I think once you say to yourself, once you wake up and go, man, 10 hours sleep. I think right as soon as I notice on the weekends that I got extra sleep, I automatically feel better. I'm just like, ooh, that was awesome. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get the day going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like whether it is good or not, it's a psychological
difference.
Thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It does. And I do have to shoot a quick plug here for our buddy George, because I've been having some issues with my sleep and I try to follow most of these rules. And I am seeking hypnosis with George. So I had a session last week. I'm going to him again Wednesday. George is our hypnotherapist at Serenity, and that's one of his specialties, is focusing on people's sleep disorders. So even though I don't have a diagnosis, I just have a mind that constantly races, and I work a lot, and I own a business, so I have problems thrown at me throughout the day. And I had a troubled past, so sometimes that creeps up, you know, as adulthood and it affects our dreams and our sleep. So George is great with helping me with my sleep, so I do want to throw that out there. If anybody is having sleep problems, to give Serenity a call and make your appointment with George, and he can hook you up with some
Is it like
hypnosis.
An hour-long session? Or
yep.
Okay. And sometimes it takes longer than that. It's, you know, anyway.
Typically
all right, check her out at SerenityMommy.com, SerenityParrysburg.com. Dr. D, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
See you next Tuesday.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow at yoga.
Oh, that's
yes!
right. Yoga!
Yes! Yoga!
Yoga!
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm
missed
not feeling very flexible, though, this time.
That's why you need yoga.
I know.
All right. Coming back, we'll let you know how we're going to give away those Cedar Point tickets. Now, I don't know if I'm giving them away next, but I'll tell you how to do. And stop sending me the boohoo texts of why
the
you...
The boohoo texts are kind of...
No, they're not.
Denny, but no, read some of them.
No. I'm not giving them what they want.
The grandma that just wants...
No!
Oh, come on.
Danny, me and some of my veteran friends were like, don't let playing the veteran card. Stop that.
Can you give the tickets to the lady that emailed and said, my voice is like a hug?
Yeah, that
like
was...
Her.
No.
Yeah, that was nice.
No, we're not doing that. All right, 8:38, more to come. Don't move. Danny and the girls on Toledo's Q105.
Q105 web.